Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really, really healthy, and darn sexy people. Wow. Well, I missed you last week, but I got to tell you, it was one of the most wonderful weekends of my life. My daughter, as you know, surprised me and took me to Two Bunch Palms, which is a beautiful spa out here with mineral baths. And we had massages and we had facials, but most of all, we just talked and talked and talked and connected and talked and bonded and talked. And oh my God, you guys, it was just amazing. And there was this one moment, here come the tears, you can hear. There was this one moment where she was all cuddled into bed and I was getting ready and I went over to say goodnight to her and I looked at her. And in the snap of a finger, I could see her when she was 3 years old. Oh, my God, I will never forget that moment. How much love I felt in that moment when I looked at her. And she used to ask me when she was growing up, Mommy, will you pet my head? Which means stroke my head. So I just started stroking her little head like I used to do. And it was just, you know, it's moments like that that you live for. It was just beautiful. So I thought I'd share that with all of you. So moving on from tears to business. I want to remind you, Creation Station is coming up June 10th through 12th. There's a few spots available. There are payment plans. Look, if you are called to do this weekend at all, call us, talk to us about it. I'm feeling like it may be the last one. I don't know that, but I'm feeling like it may be. And this Creation Station is all going to be about expanding the creation process. And the channel wanted me to say this. Everybody listening, you already know enough and you're ready to do this. That seems to be the emails that I get the most are, oh, I don't know if I'm ready and I don't know if I know enough about the work. You do. So if you're called, get out of your head and follow your heart. The second thing is, I have mentioned it, I think, once before. I love Dana Wilde, and I love her work. And she presented to me this Positive Prime. They're downloads is what they are. It's a program of downloads. And they're amazing. You can set them to play at a speed of 5 or 3 minutes or an hour. It doesn't matter. Your brain gets it. Your brain gets all the positive statements and all the positive pictures and connects feel-good places for you in your brain. It's an accelerated version of what the channel has taught us to do. I think it's hugely invaluable. I'm doing it every morning. I can feel the difference. I I feel jazzed and energized, guys, after I do it. There is a minimal payment, yes. I think it's monthly. And it's I just think it's beyond worth it because it's all brain training. Okay, if you did not hear the Ukraine-Russia webinar, there is just some really invaluable information, which again goes back to why programs like Creation Station are so important. Because, you know, the state of the world is not creating us. We are creating the state of the world. And the more you come forward for the common good, which I will talk about more in a moment, the more you come forward for yourself. So that, of course, is available forever on the website. Okay, they want to talk for a minute about this new variant. Deltacron, I think, is what they're calling it. Okay, so these are the facts as the channel gave them to me. At this moment, this new variant is more contagious. It is not as deadly to most people. To be fully protected, wear a mask, especially indoors with a large group, and especially children, which of course is going against everything that the country is doing right now. Look, don't shoot the messenger. I just bring through the highest truth, guys. Now, they took me to Core Belief 13. I didn't know this was coming, and I can't handle it. None of us expected another variant. We all thought, oh my God, we're free at last, free at last. The channel wants you to know you can handle it. You absolutely can handle it. Look what you've handled the last 2 years and gotten through it unscathed. Maybe a little pissed off and nervous, but, and then they took me to Core Belief 35, which is I can only create once, or I can only get close to creation. Now, in regards to COVID, the first half of that, I can only create once, is referring to the total elimination of it. The second part, I can only get close to creation, is our belief that we can only get close to being the power, the love, and the joy, and the choice that creates our lives. This is regarding health also. Now, all this information, they want you to know that individually, the information might vary and be different, but when it gets to the greater good of all people, this is the highest information. So we want to know right now that we are in this moment creating the total elimination of this virus. And that in respect to creating all our health, we are the power, the love, the joy, and the choice that creates beautiful, fabulous, joyful health everywhere in our lives. And so it is. okay, they want me to balance everything, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame and the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. All right, can I go to the calls? All right, because I'm dying to talk to this guy. Daniel, you're on.
Hello there, darling D. Wallace.
Oh, how are you? It's so good to hear your little voice.
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
Just have one question, and it's what do I most need to bring into alignment to release the stagnation of all the positive possibilities I can see?
In other words, you think there's a dam? That's the first visual they gave me. That everything's dammed up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Daniel, the very first thing that they're telling me is you're keeping yourself small. And I'm going back to your mother. How did your mother teach you to be a good little boy and stay smaller?
Biggest thing I'm going to is what will the neighbors think?
Yeah, okay, perfect. Okay, well, what will everybody think, Daniel, when you are powerful through love and create all these amazing things into completion and get everything you want? Because the channel is saying that everybody's going to be looking at you and going, I want what he has. How did he do it? Not, what a jerk, look how much he has. That's the first part. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a second part. Sheets, book. Give me a song, baby.
Oh,
yes.
Crap. Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. Dear God, I didn't even know that was a song. Okay, well, tell me in one or two sentences what it's about.
The biggest line is, Pussycat went to London looking for love and for fame, and now she's queen.
And now she's what?
Queen.
Queen. Oh, yeah. Well, don't you want to be king or queen? That's a little joke between you and me. But don't you? Or do you want to go to London and just keep beating the streets?
No, we all want to be the ruler of our dominion. Our dominion is our life and our world.
Well, we think we do. And then the little child in us goes, no! People are going to judge you and hate you, and God won't let you into heaven, and all that BS that we've been taught. You know what they're saying? They're saying to tell you, Daniel, be the soloist. You don't want to be a part of the chorus anymore. Be the soloist you were meant to be. Do you understand?
Oh, completely, yes.
Okay.
And drop the BS, or as I come to call it, the blocking strategies.
Yeah. I mean, just open your hearts and say, come on, baby, come on in. Okay? When I
All
say
right.
there's anything else, just, you know, love your mom for teaching you what you don't want, which is keeping yourself small. You picked her, baby cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come on. Be the soloist, please. It's time, Daniel. Because after all, as we learned, it was so funny, you guys. We were going around everybody at Creation Station, and we got to Daniel, and it's like, no, there's nothing. You're just God. Remember that moment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, start
I remember the shock on your face.
Start playing your part, dude. Okay? All right.
All righty.
All right. Love you, honey.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
My boys. I love my boys. Bing in New York. You're on.
Hey, Dee.
Oh,
how are you?
Did something just crash? Are you all right?
No. I was listening to the conversation between you and Daniel. I was in the kitchen doing something, and then I heard my name. I thought, oh, my God, I have to jump to the living room because today's call is so important. I even wrote down my question before.
Okay. Give it to me, baby cakes.
Thank you. Okay, here's my question. I'm here to ask the channel to share with me a doctor's name that someone who works with me the best and gets the most benevolent outcome to bring the ultimate health with my physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies and align with my highest and best interest. Because now I choose to 360 degree to take care of my bodies.
Good for you. They would like you to quickly write down all the names of your doctors. Just scribble them in front of you.
Well, I don't really have doctors. I have one. Her name is Dr. Litmanova.
I thought you were asking for a name of the highest doctor to work with you.
Yes, because I thought last time you gave to Michael a name from the channel. I thought channel will give me a name too.
No, I don't think I gave a specific name, darling.
Oh.
The channel doesn't usually do this. But hold on, they've got information for you. It's a woman, I can tell you that. And I have no idea what your heritage is, Bing, but woman doctor is close to your own heritage.
Oh, yeah, I'm Chinese. Is she Japanese?
Yes, she's Chinese. It's
a
woman.
Really? She's,
hold
she's
on.
Chinese?
Hold on. Hold
okay.
on. Take a breath, woman. When
yes.
I say she's like practical medicine, I get a no. Acupuncture, I get a no. But she does some kind of work with teas and with energy.
Teas?
Teas. Yeah.
You mean,
well,
you mean dental?
You know, the Chinese are very proficient at working with different tea concoctions for your – I know that because I've worked with them. So I would start researching, has she met her? You haven't met her and you're not aware of her. But if you ask them, they will lead you to them. Guys, it's like everything else. Ask. Ask and you receive. Take me to this highest doctor because I am creating brilliant health in my body right now. Now. I want to remind everybody that you are the first doctor that creates health in your body.
Yes.
Okay?
So
don't
you mean
be...
teeth?
Do I mean what?
Teeth. You said teeth and energy. You mean teeth is all the, like teeth in the mouth?
T-E-A-S. Teeth.
Oh.
Like you drink teas.
Oh, teeth and energy.
Yes.
And I have never met her, so it's not Masami Kobe.
That's a correct statement.
Oh, wow. And how, yes, I will ask, can you give me a, like, guidance? Like, how and where I should ask? Like, ask around the friends or?
Honey, ask your channel. Say, take me, bring me the highest doctor because I am creating perfect health in my body now?
Is her name Katie?
No. You don't know her, baby. You
I don't know her.
Bing. Okay?
Yes.
All right, sweetheart. You'll find her. Just ask. Draw her to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Take me to this highest doctor.
That's right. Take me to the highest doctor to create this perfect health that I am dedicated now and am creating right now. Don't put anything you want in the future, guys. You're creating it right now. Now, it may take a month, 2 months to show up materially, but the creation of it starts in the moment of right now. Okay. Emily in Massachusetts, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm so fast. Thank you.
Well, it's funny. Daniel was talking about his mom earlier. I'm calling you because I have an extremely rocky relationship with my mother, who lives with me, so there's no avoiding anyone.
Emily, what word did you use to describe the relationship?
Rocky.
Rocky. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your question?
So, I don't know why relationship. How can I make it more loving and safe for both of us? It's creating a lot of stress for both of us.
Okay. Well, first of all, you don't look to her. You look to yourself. And there's two things that you have to redirect and get into alignment. Sheets, book. Give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Yeah, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay. Whenever they give me that song, it's you are consciously or subconsciously saying, well, someday maybe this will be better. Someday in the future, maybe this will be better. No, guys, again, you create in this moment. So the more you can sit and get quiet, go to your love place, feel love into your love place, and then go, you know, when things are good with mom, it feels like love. The more it turns around. You've got to turn you around, and then she can respond to that. So that's number one. Number two, we're going to a core belief, this page here, 30, 31, 32. They're taking me to I never want to be God, which says to me, you think you're not in control of creating this. Emily, if not you,
with
who? Yeah, and with yourself. You are the powerful God of you, guys. You are the powerful God of you that chooses what you want. Emily, right now, all your focus and attention is on how rocky this relationship is. You've got to start putting your attention on love and what's good.
So it's funny because I broke my tooth on top of that. This just happened all together. Financially, I'm going really under. So I feel like all this stress, and I'm thinking, are they all related? Like feeling
like
out of control?
Nope.
No.
They're not related to your mother and your relationship with your mother at all. However, they are related to the relationship with yourself. So if you're angry at yourself, and you are because you're angry at your mother, you see, guys, how can I say this any plainer? When you're in reaction to anybody or anything, you are in reaction to yourself.
Wow.
Okay? Only look to the God of you and how you can clean up your own act and be happier and more loving. And then everything else starts falling into place. Do you understand?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you have
all right.
a higher sentence for me?
Well, you tell me, Emily. You've been with me a long time. You tell me what you think you should say. Come on, give it a shot.
I am the powerful God of me who knows how to create love and joy and ease in my life.
Good. Just take out the knows how to and put in is. Is
okay.
Creating right now. And
thank
do not
you.
Forget that these are not just words. These are directions to your energy, and they are more powerful when you feel them through your love first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, you knew
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, trust yourself, guys. Trust yourself. Michael in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I'd like more clarity.
About?
About my life path. About everything, really, but particularly life path.
Michael, you haven't chosen a life path. You think still that it's just unfolding. Your life path doesn't just unfold, guys, unless you're not consciously focused on creating what you want. And then it's going to unfold with whatever grabs your attention. Do you understand?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, but then, so you have to write out exactly what you want in this life. And don't feel guilty, they're saying, about doing it.
Okay.
Okay.
I've written it out, but clearly more detail is needed. Okay.
Well, hold on. I get that you have. When I say you've written it out, I get a yes. When I say you've written your life path out, I get a no. So what's the difference?
Life path is clearly larger.
Yes. That's what you need, Michael.
Like a strategy, even.
In your terms, yes. In most people's terms, that would be a no. But for you, it's a yes. Okay?
Okay. A life path. That's much broader than what I was doing.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, this is good. This is useful. And may I say, I've written down everything you've said on this call. It's been extremely useful. Take me to the highest strategy. Take me to the highest life path, because I'm creating the perfect strategy and life path right now, and I live in clarity.
Yep. Those are all good. Now, they want you to really practice the love connection.
Okay.
To really
that's useful too.
Yeah, that's what you need more of, more than anything, Michael.
And that answers my question extremely accurately, along with the other accurate things you've said.
Well, I'm. God knows, my channel strives to be accurate. All right, baby, you can do this. You know this, Michael. Get out of your head and into your heart. All right, my
wow.
love? Yeah. That's really the secret for you. All right. Love hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Wish you well.
Thank you. I will accept that. All right, Kathy in Kentucky. What do you want?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, but would appreciate the channel giving me a little bit more specific information for me in regards to my health. I did write down what was said generally, but is there anything more specific they can give me for me?
Yes, there is. We're going to a core belief. Hold on, this page here. Yeah. This is kind of a prevalent belief across most of your life. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Can you speak to that? Is that true?
Yes, very definitely it is.
Okay. So, Miss Kathy, if you're finding yourself thinking the thought or saying the words, oh, I'm just so tired, I just don't have enough energy to do this, what does that do?
I know that makes that particular thing the actual situation. And I have been...
What does that do when you say those words or think those thoughts to yourself?
It makes you tired.
That's right. It gives you less energy, and it makes you more tired because energy must follow direction.
Yes.
Okay. Now, look, I want you to know that I've actually played around with this. And whenever I've caught myself, like after working 15 hours or traveling 15 hours to work on a set, and I'll say, oh, my God, I'm so tired. And I catch myself and I go, no, I am energy. I have plenty of energy. I love my energy. I love everything my energy, and then I have energy, Kathy.
Okay.
Okay. It takes energy to be healthy.
Ah.
Makes sense, that doesn't it?
That was a light bulb moment.
There, good. That was kind of a light bulb moment for me, too. I don't think those words have ever come out of my mouth before, but it totally makes sense. So they would like you to play joyfully with your energy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then your body can start responding. Because right now, the messages you're giving your body just makes them want to kind of crawl up in a little ball.
Yes.
And that's not vitality. And vitality is health. Okay?
So is this also affecting then my breathing? Is that a subset of it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Look, wow. if you're so tired, all you want to do is go to sleep. And when do we breathe our most shallow breaths? At night.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, I do. It's just creating a revolving cycle of less and less breath.
Yep. But, you know, when you're awake, you're a choice every moment to take deep breaths, woman.
Yes.
Make that choice. Okay. You have enough energy to breathe deeply. How's that? Okay.
Wonderful.
All right, Kathy. You can do this. You know the principles, woman. I'll tell you guys. You guys. Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, babe. What's up?
I wanted to tell you that when I used to live with my niece and she would go to bed, she would always ask me to pet her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah. Oh, it was such a great moment. Okay, what can we do for you, baby?
Well, I'm wondering what's going on with my eyes. Like around the evening, like 8 o'clock or so, my eyes will get so dry that I got to take my contacts out. And then the other weird thing is that in the outer corners of my eyes, and this has been happening a lot longer than the dryness, they'll be like really teary and watery. And then sometimes it'll just start, you know, kind of draining or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm wondering what's up with that.
Well, they're saying it's definitely a physical thing and you should have them get checked out. When I say it's anything drastically wrong, it goes right to no. But it is physical, and so you need to have it checked out by an eye doctor. But let's get to the energetic causes behind it. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Footloose.
Okay. Can you... These are the words they're giving me. Can you see yourself having more fun in life?
Yeah, I'm a very serious person, kind of.
You need to have more fun, and you just can't see yourself doing that. So they want you to start seeing yourself and visualizing yourself. Watch the movie and put yourself in the girl's place. Have fun, you know. Just I'm getting that message too. I don't know if I even shared with you that I threw my lower back out, and it's like nobody can seem to put it back in or correct it. And so, when I started doing the work about it, it was, you just need to have more fun, Dee. Now, it's interesting because I took both the kids and Tay's little girl to Universal Studios on Wednesday. And we walked and we walked and we took all those rides that throw you all around everywhere. My back never felt better than when I got home, which makes no sense at all. It does.
Right.
Because I wasn't carrying the load of, oh, I have to, you know, I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to get this done. We all have to create a balance, guys. Okay? That's the secret. Create the balance. All right? So see yourself having more fun. That's energetically what's behind it, Lisa. And then have your eyes checked out with a doctor, please.
Okie doke. Thank you.
Okie dokie, Smokey. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Susan. What do you need, darling? Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on. Oh, dear. It says you need to talk to me. Stephen, can you get her on? Okay, well, Susan, call back. And I'll... 716-463. Okay, you're not okay. Well, I got to move on, baby cakes. Call back if you can. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I have lots of clairs, as they call it, clairsentience, claircognizance, clairvoyance, and it's been
so
obvious.
You channel.
Well, not so much, but I got all those things supposedly. And it's been real obvious to me for decades now that despite what Maslow's hierarchy of needs says, I've got this really high open spiritual top of me, and the bottom is the survival and is not as evolved, though I work on it regularly and continue and enjoy it.
No, that's not true. It is as evolved. You just don't know it is.
Fair enough.
Now, look, that's for all of us. That is for everybody who's ever going to hear this call. And it's important. We are as evolved as our higher selves, but we have to know that and claim that in order to experience that. Okay, continue, please.
Okay, thanks. And yes, so on all that, I have had just great shifts and great breakthroughs since like Thanksgiving, and was really grateful and thinking, oh, this is what it's supposed to be. The knowing, the trusting, the creating, the, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, and then something happened to take you out of that, right?
My pendulum. So all
no,
my life.
No.
Okay, but could you
Cheryl,
hear me out? Because this
pendulum,
is what my question is.
Okay, but your pendulum has no power.
I get
your
that. That's why I'm trying to ask a question.
Okay, well, then ask
so,
it, baby. So what
I'm trying.
Well, don't try.
I really am.
Just
I'm
right
sorry
now,
that I'm not
lesson.
As eloquent as I'd like. So I've been given guidance that I need to be getting it from within and not without. So I was really excited the last couple of months that the pendulums finally started working for me and giving me accurate information. And it gave me 7 different answers I could get from it. It was doing great.
I still don't hear a question, Cheryl, and I've got to move on. What's your question?
Sorry.
It
feels like I've got different channels to the pendulum, and that they purposely give me inaccurate information. Purposely. So I would say, is this a bullshit answer? And it'd say, yes. And I'd say, okay, I command the higher.
All right, I have your answer. I have your answer.
I'm ready.
Okay. You go in and out of doubt.
Not on the pendulum lately. I was solid and trusting it 100%, and I was smacked in the face with completely a false answer that I was trusting. And then all of a sudden,
well,
it felt like the carpet was ripped out from under me.
Cheryl, when I say you thought you were trusting, I get a yes. When I say you were trusting, I get a no. There's something, some piece of information that you picked up that you don't even know you picked up that went, oh, maybe I should question this. Maybe I should question what I'm doing.
Because it regularly will give me wrong info, and then I'll say, is that a BS answer? And it'll say, yes.
Cheryl, it doesn't work that way, honey. You're the channel.
That's what mine does.
You're the channel. The pendulum only follows your thoughts and your questions. So you have to totally remove yourself from your testing. And when I say you're doing that, they're saying sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't. And that's your answer. It's a simple answer. So don't get all flustered and frightened by it. Okay? Look, the other day I got an answer and I could feel that it wasn't right. And I said, I'm manipulating this, aren't I? And the channel said, yep. So I stopped and I asked, okay, why do I need to manipulate this? What's my fear around getting the answer that's the highest answer? Because you're afraid you will do disservice for other people. But you can't have, I can't have, you can't have, we can't have any of that doubt or fear, because then we create it. So I'm going to give you a very simple thing, Cheryl, to do. First of all, are you directing your heart and your chakras to open before you test anything?
Usually, yes.
Well, usually means
like
not all the
time. Like on supplements, not so much, yeah.
Okay. Are you directing, I demand only the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding?
Yes.
Okay. Are you stating, I totally am in trust of all information that is given to me, because I know only the highest information comes in.
No, but I just wrote it down.
Okay.
Okay.
All
and
right.
Can you give me
now,
some core beliefs?
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to give you something better. Make a fist with
okay.
your hands facing towards your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, on the count of three, we're going to bring our fist toward our eyes while we pop our fingers open. You understand?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay, one, two, three. Yeah, see, Cheryl, you were switched. And guys, we get switched. We can get switched when we're testing something that's really important. We can get switched when we go into fear about anything. And when you're switched, you don't test correctly. So,
how do I test?
Well, I teach this in Creation Station, but you tap okay. yourself over the ears. You tap
okay.
on your thyroid three times while you exhale, and you pop your fingers open. That's physically how you can balance yourself, and then you can direct yourself to bring yourself into total harmonious balance. Either one.
Okay, thank
All
you
right.
so much, Steve.
You're
okay.
welcome,
love
sweetheart.
You. Bye.
I love you, too. Okay, what time? Oh, good, I can get it. Mike in Denver, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call. It is such an honor to speak with you. I'm actually 26 years old. I'm a big fan of yours, and just thank you so much for taking my call, first of all.
You are welcome. I'm glad we got you on. What's your question, Mike?
Absolutely. So I had a question about a book that Jeannie Dixon, the psychic, wrote.
Yes.
She predicted that in 2025, basically, China is going to invade Russia, conquer a large part of the USSR, and will not stop until it has moved into Finland, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. So basically, I mean, I don't know how you feel about, like, you know, psychics that are really, like, in the media, in public, but
I don't care. I don't care, Mike. I just ask my channel. And
okay.
my channel is saying at this moment, because the collective consciousness, Mike, can shift anything that is now in place to happen in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
at this moment, it is true that that is a distinct possibility.
Right.
Which, well, I have to say, shocks me. But that's what the channel is saying. However,
mm-hmm.
the more we focus on love, integrity, and unity and world peace, the more we create that. It's just that the press pulls our attention toward everything we don't want. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I was just saying, you know, it's very interesting because I don't know if you, well, of course, you remember Sylvia Brown, the psychic. There's a lot of people that said she predicted that COVID-19 was going to happen in 2020. But, you know, what the interesting thing about this prediction from Jeannie Dixon is it's looking like, you know, sometimes predictions, I think, can get confused when you, like, are reading a prophecy, because what Russia is trying to do is invade all of these countries and put together the old European Union.
No, that I get a no on. That I get a no on. Guys, anybody that you read that you go, okay, that makes sense to me, I'm going to buy that. That's an idea that you have chosen to create into reality. That is biggest danger of people saying this is going to happen. Because then it gets people on board to make it happen instead of being vigilant in creating the world they want instead.
Mm.
Okay, you got it, Mike?
Yes,
so,
thank you so much.
Yeah, say thank you for sharing. It's interesting. Fun reading. And what do I want to create? Unity, integrity, world peace. Okay? Focus on those things, guys. Work for the greater good.
Is there any, like, psychics that, like, inspired you, like Edgar Cayce or
no.
people like that? Okay.
Well, I read Edgar Cayce in the beginning, but the things that inspired me are the I Am Discourses, Neil Donald Walsh's Conversations with God, and Ramses the White Book. Those were the three things that put together. And then the more I studied brain science, that was it for me, because brain science really acknowledges all the other stuff that I had put together. So spirituality and brain science, Mike, they're sisters and brothers.
Consciousness, right? I mean, it's
yeah.
all, it all ties in, right?
It's all consciousness. But the important thing is that we have, in every moment, the right and the duty and the responsibility to choose our consciousness.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
Because energy
absolutely.
Must follow direction. So we create it by directing it where to go. And we direct it where to go by focusing on the positive of love.
Mm.
All right,
very
baby?
Very true. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. You are so welcome. Okay, guys. I want you to know I am going to... My intention is this week to put together a guided meditation for all of you, because I get so many emails about what are the highest statements, and you know, so I'm going to create a really guided meditation that's made up of the highest statements that we can all join together in making, and how to do that. I want to remind you again, Creation Station, June 10th through 12th, and this Positive Prime program, guys, I urge you to check it out. It teaches your brain without you having to think about it or worry about it or do anything except sit there and watch it. It's a really a great program. All right, let's say it together. I love me. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.